time to talk arts. Katie Marshall begins this cavalcade, right? She's the executive director of the McCroskey Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids.
But before we get into the arts, Katie, are you reading anything? And do you have a suggestion for your book of the year that you've maybe read in this
past that's
year?
A lot to throw on someone, John.
I know,
John.
But
what
not
are you
really.
Doing?
I don't think so. You've got to think of...
I don't know that I have a suggestion for the book of the year, but I have read only one book so far this year. I'm still reading it.
Well, it's only February.
Yes.
Yeah.
It might take me the year, but
yeah.
I'm halfway through.
Can you share with us what it is?
Sure, yes. It's Louise Erdrich's book, The Future Home of the Living God.
Someone just talked to me about this yesterday.
I was a little uncertain about starting a dystopian thriller at this point, but it has been all right.
Okay.
It hasn't been as dramatic as I thought it might be.
Uh-oh.
A dystopian thriller?
Yes.
Okay, please. What's that mean?
Well, it's a little dark and intense.
Okay.
But it's actually not too bad.
But not post-apocalyptic?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not entirely.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, yes, there's definitely...
You two
there's
belong
some, there
in
are
the
some
book
apocalyptic tones, for sure.
No, I was just messing with you, John, is
yeah,
why I
know.
Said that. But the cool thing about these book awards, though, it doesn't have to be something that came out this year, just something you read in 2017, and you get to choose your favorite book. But also, like for you, what would be great, you're supposed to choose your favorite character in a kid's book this year.
Oh,
that
I'll have plenty of fodder for that.
Okay.
I might not have so much from... I can't even think of a book I read in 2017. There's probably one grown-up book. But
you are busy.
I've read many children's books.
Yes. So you can go to our website to vote on the 2017 Book Awards, KEXE.org. But let's begin with downtown Grand Rapids. What is happening in the area businesses tonight?
Yes, we've got all kinds of fun things happening, of course. Down at Frame Up with new owners, Eric and Corinne Mann, we have Grand Rapids resident and high school art teacher Ryan Korfitz, and he will be showing his use of bright and vibrant color that has the ability to turn a cold gray February evening into memories of summer mornings.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's a big responsibility.
So show up at Frame Up and see if you can live up to it. At Jenny and Company, they are hosting Sweet Amelia's Cupcakery. Sweet Amelia's is located in Anna Shell's Cafe in Beauvie and makes gourmet cupcakes, offers custom orders and delivery, so you can stop in for a Valentine's treat at Jenny and Company. VFW Post 1720 will be hosting Sam Miltich and Friends with live jazz from 7 to 10, and they have special guests this month, Tim Wick on keyboards, Don Vidal on saxophone, and Michael Bebo on harmonica. For a night they're calling the Blue Side of Jazz. So it's going to be very blues heavy. It'll be a super fun night there. At Moxie, they are hosting an event called Hearts and Hygge.
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 Hygge. Hygge. Hygge. No, it's Hygge.
Hygge.
The popular Danish term meaning cozy,
Hygge.
Among other things. With culinary artist Linda Flom and her famous Flom Fudge, artist Liz Iamateo with Valentine's themed chalk couture art, and new products to help you snuggle up and stay cozy, plus 10% off all shop purchases. In the Central Square Mall, they are going to be hosting photographer and Northern Community Radio friend Bob Konzemius with a display of his work on the South Wall, plus refreshments served at Center Court, also known as Tornado Bob or Borealis Bob.
Or Dr. What's his? Konzemius.
Right. Or Dr.
That threw me the other day.
Bob
we
Konzemius.
Read something.
Dr. Bob.
Yeah,
yes.
Dr. Bob.
And also in the mall, Crafted by Itasca Life Options will be open, and you can stop in and check out their storefront where they celebrate artists of all abilities. All right. I'm running a little slow this morning, guys.
It's okay.
You can tell I'm running out of steam.
It's okay. Yeah, you just kind of shut down right there.
Yes. Where are we? We are, excuse me, at the Lake & Co. shop. They are having one of their popular Meet the Brewer events with Lake Superior Brewing Company. For a free will donation, you can enjoy a guided tour from the experts, and 10% of store purchases will benefit the United Way of 1,000 Lakes. In Central School, you can visit with artists in residence on the third floor. Mary Myers Corwin, Wase Abid will be up there. David Dobbs will likely be at McCroskey Art Center, but you can see what he's been working on. They have oil painting, pastels, beadwork, and many more kinds of art represented up there with the artists in residence. Also in Central School, the Grand Rapids North Star Women's Club will be showing free kids' movies on the second floor with a screening at 4:40 and 5:30. They'll have free popcorn and hot chocolate for kids under 10. And at Brood Awakenings, the featured artists this month are the 8th grade fall semester art students from Robert J. Elkington Middle School, plus music by singer-songwriters Terry Price and Jeff Powers, and a dinner special until 6:30.
Sounds great.
Yeah, is there enough to do?
We got to Macrosti yet, but first, water break.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to remind you that we're going to be talking to Molly Olson coming up from the Ely Folk School, and the Ely Winter Festival begins today as well. So lots of things happening up there. But now we need to know what's going on at the Macrosti Art Center.
Yes, we have many things happening tonight. We have two new exhibits opening. First, we have a 30-year retrospective by Sioux Falls artist John J. Kolb, who will be showing a retrospective of his work called Over the Years, and he has very colorful large-scale paintings, so lots to see there. And I actually have not seen our second exhibit because it just went up yesterday afternoon, so I'm excited to walk in this morning and see how that looks. But we have Jeffrey Hansen from St. Paul with an exhibit of his abstract paintings called Turning Tide, the Unpredictability of Color Structure.
So when you're talking about those large-scale paintings, how big are they?
They're not, I guess I shouldn't say large-scale, they're large. They're vibrant. They're not as big as some of the ones we had last month, which took up almost, you know, they're almost floor to ceiling size. But they make a statement. There's a lot to see.
Abstract or?
No, his are kind of a combination of, there's definitely some figurative work, but some that are more abstract and some kind of combinations of the two.
So, Katie, how long has this first Friday been going on?
It's been over 6 years, actually. Yes, I was just looking that info or trying to recall back. It started the first year that I was at Macrosti, so that's how I can remember.
So when you look back on it, are you seeing more and more different people? I mean, I know you always have we all have our regular cast of characters, but do you see more people being involved in the art and coming to the openings and things like that over time?
In terms of the audience?
Yeah, the audience.
Yeah, I would say so, definitely. And I think in the months when we have more of a tourist population, we definitely get lots of new faces. There's definitely the regulars, for sure. But I think we engage new people all the time. And there's one of the things that helps is just having so many different things going on, because maybe somebody doesn't usually participate in First Friday, but maybe they have an eighth grader at the middle school, and so they're going to come out tonight to see them at Brood, and maybe they'll do the rest of the art walk. Or there's just lots of different ways for people to engage with it. And I'm also not done with what's happening in Macrosti.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
There's more. No, I just didn't want to forget.
You only have two rooms there. What's going on?
Well, there's a full wine, paint, and canvas class tonight, but that's full, so no one else can sign up. But we have a jewelry trunk show with Lily Winter showing some of her new work, and we have music by Native American flute player Darren Thompson, who was supposed to be there last month and was traveling back from the Southwest and didn't make it, so we have him this month. Those who showed up to see him can come see him tonight. He'll be there from 4 to 6. And Jimmy John's is providing food. And I think that just about covers it.
Wine and painting class. So you kind of get bombed and you get more abstract as time goes on?
It's a fun social event, and it's a kind of a guided painting process. So it's great for people that are maybe a little nervous about jumping into their first painting class. You get kind of talked through by creating a painting, but there's opportunities to go your own way as well, and you learn some technique along the way.
I think that's what you need, John, but maybe a scotch and painting
class. Yeah, scotch and painting, yeah. Is everybody supposedly painting the same thing?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay.
Yep.
All right, but you can wander. Yeah. You could wander if you want, especially if you had a few scotches.
Lots of things going on. You can find information at macrostiartcenter.org or also check out Grand Rapids Arts.
Correct.
.org.
.org. The whole list and the map is there as well.
Very cool. Also, I want to mention, so the trunk show with Lily Winter, if you missed it, we did a feature on Lily on Area Voices, and you can find that. Search for Lily Winter on our website, kexe.org. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.